Dr. Louis Turi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you for inviting me, Jerry.
It's always a pleasure to have a new guest on, and you're certainly well-known in the business and the industry for predictions that come true. And I want to talk to those in a minute with you. Dr. Turi, I don't know, just calling you an astrologer really doesn't do justice, does it?
No, actually. I'm an astropsychologist and an hypnotherapist. But, you know, astrology is a very, very old art, and it's okay to call me an astrologer if we have to.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, it's so interesting, some of the things that you've been predicting, especially in the connection with the terrorism events and world events. How long have you been tuned to world events? Your record's pretty good.
I appreciate that, yes. I did predict the 9/11 a year and a half before it happened. As a matter of fact, I put it on my website 2 weeks before, and exactly as I wrote it, and it's still not only in my books, but also on my website. The same with the tsunami. I even signed certified letters to ex-President Clinton telling him about an accident on his knees, and on television and on the radio simultaneously 2 weeks before, asking everybody to write down January 15 predicting an earthquake, and that was the Kobe earthquake. I mean, you know, the list goes on.
Yes, I understand that. You know, you mentioned a book. You have an e-book out right now.
Well, I do have a few books on the market, and I am willing to offer one of my bestsellers, which is Moon Power, to your audience. The only thing they have to do is just to either go to my website or yours and click on the link and get the free book.
Now, let's give it for our radio audience as well, your website.
My website is my name. It's drturi.com.
And that's T as in Tom, U-R-I.
.com.
And let's talk a little bit about one of the things I like about your website is you have this, for lack of a better term, I don't know, maybe it's a blog or a forum or whatever, lots of postings there. And I saw something about a supernova.
Oh, good. There is supernova is coming from a planet called Mercury. It is called in astrology a Mercury retrograde motion. Three times a year for about 2 to 3 weeks, this planet appears to be going backwards. Of course, it's an optical illusion. Mercury is the tiny planet of communication, called in Greek mythology the messenger of the god, is still going forward. But as it is going backwards, it will bring the people you haven't heard of for a long time back into your life. It will do all that it can to mess up communication and transportation. This is one of the reasons why NASA works so hard trying to launch the shuttle, and I was hoping they did not, because one of my greatest fear is that in the past I had did all that I could trying to reach NASA responsible, begging them literally not to send the shuttle. I said, you already appealed in the name of your ignorance, very courageous astronaut. You are going to do the same again. And I was right, sad enough, seven more astronauts died.
Yeah, and they've already detected some problems.
Right, but they still send the shuttle. See, NASA do not have cosmic consciousness. Like 99.9% of the people walking this earth, they do not understand to respect universal laws. The universal laws written via the star through God's creation, put it this way. And sending the shuttle like they did yesterday, it's a disaster again. I am so concerned. I hope my prediction twice so far it came true. I hope this one it doesn't come true, but I see some very, very serious damage.
You see some serious things happening here.
It happened twice in the past by sending the shuttle on the Mercury retrograde or in a supernova window. We were taking incredible chances.
So let me understand this. You're saying they did this before the same time.
They did twice, and they've lost 14 astronauts in the process on their ignorance. And they did again this time. And I don't know, and as you know, the shuttle was launched successfully, but again, there was some...
Yeah, they had some parts and some problems. And
it was very predictable, and I did all that I could again to stop them, sending email after email to many responsible. Only a lady who worked at NASA, she says, Dr. Cherie, I understand your concern. I see exactly what you did. I appreciate all your efforts, but, you know, they will not either take notice of anything that you say. So what do I do from there, Jerry?
Well, you can only try.
That's all I did. So far, 14 astronauts are dead, and those astronauts flying out there right now have some serious, serious problems to deal with on the way back again.
You know, Dr. Turi, it seems to me that our conversation tonight, unfortunately, is going to deal with lots of problems. I mean, I'm not psychic, and I'm not an astrologer, and I'm not in the field that you are, but I feel lots of trepidation, for lack of a better term, about world events right now. It doesn't seem like things are going to be very good.
Well, you know, there is a battle taking place above our head in the universal trend of things. There is two planets that are irresponsible for the world events. The first one is called Neptune. Neptune is a planet that rules deception, religion, drugs, alcohol, chemical, institution of confinement, church, synagogue, asylum. This planet rules also the Middle East, oil, and so forth. And this planet has been in charge of the world the last 2,000 years. And since 1945, a new planet came in line, which is called Uranus, or the ruler of the sun of Aquarius, or commonly called the New Age of Aquarius. Those two planets are in conflict as the future, let's say, the United States, which is technology, electronics, avionics, fighting the Middle East, which is more of a religious, archaic place, where the past and the future are battling each other. But the battle, as I said, is already taking place in the stars, in the universal mind, and is translating on this dense physical world. So it is the age of Pisces, which is dying, being replaced by the age of Aquarius, but at the same time, I do not support or promote any apocalyptic time, like, you know, like in the year 2012, where everything's going to go and we're all going to die.
You don't see that?
No, at all. What I see instead is a complete regeneration of the spirits of mankind. Mankind is growing drastically fast. The age of electronics, the age of the future, since 1945, this planet has made and helped mankind to make so much discovery and so much progress. Contrary to the 2,000 years spent under the religious planet of Neptune, who controls the sign of Pisces. So I do not see in the long run everything going to hell, put it this way. I believe in the will of mankind. I believe in the hard experiences, and I believe in technology to stop the ozone layer so we can have a better way of transporting ourselves without screwing up our atmosphere. I believe in technology that is well ahead of terrorism, not being able to do the damage they're trying to do by nuclear, you know, with nuclear weaponry against this country. I believe in our service. I believe in the United States. I believe in the positive aspect when everything is said and done.
Now, we're talking with Dr. Louis Turi, and he has a website, www.drturi.com, and he's offering an ebook for you, for the listeners. Go to drturi.com/poweroffer.php, and we have a link to it, and he has it on his website as well. Lots of things we want to cover this hour with you, Dr. Turi. You're in Phoenix?
I am in Phoenix, Arizona, and one of my predictions was, of course, that because of the damage down to the ozone layer, we would suffer quite a lot of heat waves, so this prediction came true, too.
And you've had that for sure, lots of deaths there in Phoenix.
Yeah, it has been particularly very, very hot. I've been here for many years, and it's been very abnormally hot, which is again, you know, the result of abusing the ozone layer with all the gas and all the fire, and the result of Saddam Hussein messing up with all the oil fields in the Middle East. I mean, all this is just the result of mismanaging, you know, our resources.
Now, you have predictions right there, a daily forecast on your website, you know, we're going to get into more about that in a moment, but we're talking about the weather and the climate and the climatic changes. What do you predict here about the weather? I mean, is it
well? Again, you know, as I said earlier, I believe in our ability, technologically speaking, to produce cars in the future that will stop the destruction of the ozone layer, and slowly but surely Mother Earth taking care of herself and rebuilding herself. No matter how devastating we can be, I don't think mankind has the power to really destroy the Earth. We're definitely affecting the weather, but I also predicted it was going to be a very, very hot year, like I predicted many, many times before in specific years when the head of the dragon is in the sign of Aries or Leo or Sagittarius, which are fire signs. On the other hand, when you have a head of the dragon or a tail of the dragon in a water sign, I predict very, very wet year, so to speak. And it was supposed to be a hot year because the head of the dragon is in Aries, which is a fire sign.
Is that going to carry on through the winter?
It's good. No. As soon as the summer is over, everything will be, went back together, so to speak.
Okay. You know, it's always interesting when we talk about astrology and the signs and all of this. I sent you my birth date, and I don't know if I should ask you about that or not.
You were born in the constellation of Scorpio with your sun sign in Sagittarius.
Yes, November 25th, 1939.
Now remember that I practiced Nostradamus astrology, and Nostradamus didn't have a watch or a computer 500 years ago. And you also have to remember that modern astrology, which is very jargonized, used the Julian calendar, which is based upon Julius Caesar's. But you have to remember also that Caesar didn't want his politician to be in control and in power too long, so he messed up with the calendar. So I'm using a very, very different system called astropsychology. Being born in November, your soul's purpose is the investigator. You're supposed to investigate. Now, born in November, you also will have to endure dramatic experiences. You are controlled by a planet called Pluto, the Lord of Hades. Pluto rules ultimate power, the FBI, the CIA. Pluto rules metaphysics, the medical field, supreme wealth, investment, witchcraft. So you have that regeneration principle that takes place each time you investigate anything that is mystical or under the blanket, so to speak. But you're not just a Scorpio in your first house. In your second house, you are a Sagittarius, where your sun signs reside. And I mean your option to deal with foreigners, to publish yourself, to pass on a message to the masses. You think and you talk like an Aquarius. November, December, you're born in November, December, January. You think and you talk like a Capricorn. And that is why you are intellectually being recognized by building and structuring your thinking process. I don't know if you heard of the word being on the cusp.
On the cusp, right.
So you also think like an Aquarius. And Aquarius regulates astrology, UFOs, the impossible, the incredible, the future of mankind, electronics, computers, the World Wide Web, the Internet. So your thinking process is a mixture of Capricorn, which is a career through communication and structure, and Aquarius, which is attracted to the incredible and investigating the secrets of the universal mind.
You know, that about covers my career, really, if you stop and think about it. And I've always been an investigative type guy.
But that's a Scorpio energy. That's your soul's purpose. Now, you have to remember, so you have a stinger born in November. Anybody born in November, regardless if they are on the cusp with the sun in Sagittarius, if you're born in November, you have a stinger. And the stinger means that you have to be very careful not to misuse your own witchcraft residue by stinging yourself with negativity, the past, the guilt. You have to remember also that the future is the reincarnation of the past. So being born in November, your thinking process is very powerful.
Interesting. You know, we talk about the whole situation that's going on now around the world, and you did predict 9/11 a couple of weeks before that happened. I mean, but you put it on your website literally before it happened.
I did the same with the one in that took place in London.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to next. Was that's a fairly recent thing, and you were there with your prediction, and you know what I'm going to get to, Dr. Turi.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some dates, absolutely, and I want you to you and your audience to write them down whenever you are ready. I can give you those dates.
Yeah, we might as well get into that now, and then we'll get into a few other things as well.
So the first one I'm going to give you is August the 19th and the 20th, okay? Those two dates, I can see that there is a high probability for another terrorist attack either in the U.S. or the U.K., and definitely a violent natural disaster.
19th and 20th of August.
Yeah, there is another one also, August 29 all the way to September 2nd. Thousands of people will be forced to relocate due to natural disaster. The type of the same energy that produced the tsunami in Asia is coming up again. And the last date I'm going to give you is November and December, the 20th.
The 20th of November, the 20th of December.
Yeah, and this is where the police will make drastic news, again, involving terrorism. And the reason when I give you all these bad dates, sad enough, is because people tend to remember negativity. But in my line of work, I concentrate specifically on both the positive and the negative. I cannot tell you only what you want to hear, so to speak.
Well, we can get to some of the positive things in a minute, but I, you know, you bring up these dates, and that second date was either right at Labor Day or the day before Labor Day.
Correct. You got it already, yes.
And people will be out on vacations and...
Well, that's the date that I gave to George Norrie, the date that I gave on the BBC, the date that I gave on TV, many different radio and TV hosts.
Can you give us a little bit more of an indication of exactly what might be happening?
Well, again, I'm offering my book, Moon Power.
And the books are, the dates are in there.
Absolutely, yes. My book is just the book of predictions, personal for each one of your listeners and for the world at large. So just download the book. It's free from my website or yours, and let people find for themselves the values of my work.
The reason I'm asking, I'll be in Hollywood and Las Vegas during those dates around Labor Day.
You know, as I explained to many people, I don't predict anything, Jerry. But as much as you know, life is a constant process of changes. And you know that history, like the weather, repeats itself, correct?
Uh-huh.
And I know when those energy are going to be translating into either disaster or serious negative events in mankind's life, and that's what I'm doing. Now, if you want all the nuts and bolts, again, in the book, you will have all the details.
Okay, we'll take you up on that. We'll get that e-book, and our listeners should do that as well. You know, we're talking about, you know, you talk natural disasters on the 23rd. Did you predict the quake in Tokyo?
Absolutely. I have the exact date. Again, it's in my book. And I was on the sports radio in from London just a few days ago, and the host was asking me, Dr. Shereen, you know, I heard today there were an earthquake in Japan. Have you predicted it? I say, okay, go to my book, open my book to this page and look at the date. And it was right there. I said that in Tokyo will make dramatic news. I said France would make dramatic news also. Anyway, and I talk about earthquake. And then if you remember when it happened, when you get the book, simply open the page to the date and you will see that not only was the earthquake mentioned, but I mentioned that Japan will make bad news on the day of that bad earthquake that took place in Tokyo.
Well, now, you feel there's going to be more blackouts and explosions and things happening here in the United States, too, don't you?
Well, because we are under this supernova window, you can expect bad weather. The supernova window affects any form of communication. Enough scientists are reluctant to investigate my line of work, and they don't understand that whales and the sea mammal, sharks, and so forth, their navigational inborn computer natural system get messed up. This is why they beach themselves. Mercury is retrograde. The weather gets out of order. Your car, your computer, your washer dryer, anything that you're trying to do, you're gonna be stopped, and you're gonna hear things, and you're gonna hear different things. There is tremendous chances for miscommunication. Big problem with computers and high tech. The universe doesn't want you to go for anything, and this is where again NASA, in the name of ignorance, sends the shuttle up there again, risking the life of those astronauts. And I hope my prediction is wrong, but I see some serious trouble when they're doing the reentry again. When will NASA learn? I don't know. They seem to be very reluctant to tap in something else than what their logic. See, I come to from the archetypal realm of consciousness to those educated imbeciles, and I'm sorry, I'm very honest. And regardless of all the proof that I have in the past, they don't even respect the word science or investigate my findings. And in the process, our tax dollars is wasted for those people to play with little robots and killing courageous astronauts. All this in the name of ignorance.
Now, you're seeing some things happening if not with the complete European Union, at least parts of it, like Italy and France, things like that. You're seeing some geopolitical things coming together here.
Absolutely. Right now, the tail of the dragon is in the sign of Libra. Libra rules legality. This is why I said, and I wrote in my books, and anybody can read it, that judges and attorneys will be killed. And you know very well as a fact, one of the judges was shot in his own court. My prediction came true, exactly as I wrote it. I also mentioned it would be a year of top divorce. And again, I did not know at that point that many, many kids being at war would either be killed or their relationship would fade away, being separated for so long, bringing the number of divorce to a high record again. I talk about restructure of the fire industry. I talk about the auto industry being completely restructured and major corporation going downhill.
So you actually see some pretty severe financial problems coming up here in the world.
Exactly, yes.
And not only individually, but across the board.
Right. You know, this world is controlled by a bunch of people and organization that has monopolized mankind, would it be scientifically or religiously, these people are not exactly interested in your welfare. You know, they want to make money, especially the drug industry. They are poisoning our children with Ritalin, Prozac. They are just trying to make money. They do not care about the side effects of drugs and how it affects children, turning them into zombies and then killers. And all this has to change. All those big, large corporations established only a financially oriented organization have to fail. This is called karma. It's abusing mankind and in the name of ignorance, and by the laws of karma, those large corporations have to crash. Pretty much like the Reich of Hitler, you know, manipulating the political front of his time to bring himself in power and being forced by the laws of karma to crash. This is what's going to happen to all those large corporations. They have to crash.
You know, what you say, a lot of people say, well, he's a futurist. Dr. Turi, he just pays attention to things.
No, I don't. I don't have time to read. I'm writing every day.
Uh-huh.
I just read the, I know the stars. I know how they operate. And I have people that have followed me last 20 or 30 years, and they know that when I do a prediction, like when I said a few years ago, a full restructure of the FBI and the CIA will take place, well before President Bush mentioned the word restructure, the same with so many of my predictions that I cannot even recall. Back in 1991, Art Bell show, I said, Art Bell, this country is going to go through a big religious war. It's going to kill thousands of people. And he says, what? The United States in a religious war? That was in 1991, excuse me. I said, yes.
It unfortunately appears you're correct. It doesn't look like it's getting any better either.
No. As I said earlier, it's an eye order. The age of Pisces has to die. The age of ignorance, religious poisoning, the age of abuse.
How long are we going to be in this age?
It has been controlling the world since the birth of Christ, which is about 2,000 years ago. And in 1945, the new planet is in charge of the world. The new planet rules electronics, the future of mankind, UFOs, the impossible again, and technology. And since 1945, mankind has made much more discovery in less than 50 years than 2,000 years under the jurisdictions of deceiving religious Neptune. So we are melting from one energy of deception, illusion, and religion, okay, into a more advanced energy that brings high-tech electronics and, of course, contact with extraterrestrials.
Well, I must tell you, Dr. Turi, the factions of these various religions, including our own in this country, they don't seem to want to give up.
Well, no, but, you know, as I said, it took 2,000 years to build doctrines where the fact, where myths have been accepted as facts, let's put it this way. It took 2,000 years for those myths to be accepted as facts. And you're not going to rebuild reality in 5 minutes. So the world is in transition from dogmatic teaching, deceiving information, religious poisoning, and dogma, so to speak, into something more logical, rational, and scientific. We are melting into the new age of Aquarius. And again, in the year 2012, this is the culminant time where mankind will be forced to accept the reality of extraterrestrial and seriously reconsider every single religion, which will be the end, finally, of the age of Pisces.
So the song is correct, the beginning of the age of Aquarius.
Yeah, we are just at the beginning.
Now, Dr. Turi, we've talked about a little bit about terrorism. What do you see exactly happening again? I mean, do you see is this a conventional terrorist attack, you think, or is there more to it than meets the eye?
Absolutely, more to it than meets the eye. This is something I don't want to talk about.
I understand. You have to be careful about it.
I don't want to scare your audience, but...
Well, at the same time, we need some truth.
In about 2.5 years to 3 years from now, the tail of the dragon will be moving in the world of Aquarius. And Aquarius rules electronics, nuclear force, the sudden release of energy, which will promise some incredible nature displays of power, more volcano, more earthquake, more disaster, more tsunami than mankind could ever believe would be possible within this 2.5 years frame. And a lot of people are going to believe it's the end of the world.
But you'd say it's just the trembling and the shrugging off of one age to the next.
Right. What's going to happen is that the tail of the dragon is controlled by a planet called Uranus. And Uranus rules the sudden energy, the sudden release of energy, and will accentuate to a very high level anything that is earthquake, volcano, tornado, tsunami, and of course giving the possibility for nuclear device to be mishandled or to be misused against the United States, because this country, United States, was born with an Aquarius dragon's tail.
Interesting.
And all will be explained in my 2006 Moon Power. But when this dragon tail comes to us in about 2.5 to 3 years from today, hopefully I will reach enough people to make sure that they understand this negative energy will last a couple of years, and then hopefully that nothing drastic, especially nuclear-wise, will transpire in this country.
You know, it appears that may not be the case. I've never seen people so blasé about using nuclear weapons as it seems these days.
Yeah, I also see the entire Ring of Fire, even Japan, suffering tremendous discharge during the Tale of the Dragon in Aquarius. I did not do those predictions yet, but I already can see Japan will be directly.
How does this work, Dr. Turi? Do you sit down and meditate, or do you examine certain things? Or?
No, this is where comes the extraordinary, Jerry. I had 4 solid UFO experiences, and in August 11, 1991, I was inside of a spaceship with my ex-wife, Bridget, and I was downloaded the working of the universal mind and how the planet interacts with the human psyche and how those planets mold the human's affairs and understand, especially the dragon itself, which is coming from the constellation of Draco, and the major changes are coming because of the tail of the dragon.